This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm definitely confused.
Yeah, it's a state, you know, like attitude. Anyway,
yeah.
See?
Here we go. Let's
prime
get
example.
On to the guest before this really does a crash.
All right, we're joined by Mr. Dan Pimentel of Airplanista Blog.
Hello there. I'm okay. Great to have Thanks for having me on.
Oh, anytime, because, you know, we can't string sentences together for more than a minute.
Nope, sure.
That's true.
The guests carry us, that's for sure.
It's always fun to be here with I heard you guys are the click and clack of aviation radio.
Well, some people have referred to us as that. I'm not quite sure that's deserving.
Some people have not been quite that complimentary.
Yeah. Anyway, you... your Airplanista blog, and you've got Ozbash here again this year.
I do, yeah. It's the annual social media meetup for AirVenture.
For anyone.
Yeah, anybody can come over. If you like aviation social media at all, it's the place to be, too.
Wait a minute, even us, we're invited?
That's right, we can get the best memes.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
So what have been some of the hot topics on your Airplanista airplane blog this year?
You know... I just like to have fun with it. I let people like AIN that do the serious news, the magazines. I like to have fun with it. For instance, I just ran something last week on Avior, the new superhero for EAA, because I didn't see anybody really digging into that. So I talked to one of the guys here at EAA and did a story on that. And just I like to have fun with it. So it's just kind of the stuff that's on the perimeter, maybe of. It's not hard news.
This is the lighter side of
the
aviation.
Lighter side of flight, yes.
It is. Yeah, I mean, I'm a professional writer for lots of the magazines, and so there's a lot of people involved in that, in making that sausage, if you will. And so my blog is my way of just, it's unfiltered.
And, I mean,
I have to make sure that the
Dan
things,
Raw.
I was going to say, they don't let us
like
work
that.
Unfiltered, that's for sure. They know better.
No, well, if they filtered us, nothing would come out.
Yeah. So anyway, you have this get-together. Where are you having this?
So it's tonight at 5:30 over in the press tent. And I like to tell people it's at the media headquarters. It's just adjacent to the media headquarters. And I like to tell people that the easiest way to find it is to go to the FAA tower and then walk outbound on the 025 radial. And you'll walk. If you do that, you'll walk right into the press tent. You can't miss it. And if you don't understand those directions, maybe you're not.
You're not a pilot.
Yeah, you're probably not a pilot. But no, it's right on the same main road, right there by the tower, the big white tent. It's 5:30. It's free, and it's just really a collection of people that are called AvGeeks that show up. And AvGeeks are the kind of people that like aviation and technology all in equal abundance. And we get together every year, talk social media, talk podcasting, video.
Let's talk about that in general. Social media, how that's changed the way you outreach.
It is. And there's kind of two elements to that. So the older pilots like myself, this is not about that conversation. What I'm really focusing on this year is trying to reach the younger generations. The millennials and even younger than that, the Generation Z. If you want to reach them, and they are the future of this industry. There's no two ways about that. Everybody in this field knows that. And if you want to reach them, they're on social media. They don't read magazines. They don't read newspaper. They don't watch network television. They're on Instagram. They're on Snapchat. Snapchat, which I'm not. I mean, I kind of cut myself off there. I'm a Twitter guy myself. But that's how you. But if you want to reach that generation and keep this going and get them to understand that flying is cool, then you have to be on there. And so I'm trying to get the word out to all of the legacy companies, big and small, that if you want to sell your stuff to the older pilots, social media may not be the way to go. But if you want to reach younger pilots or younger students and get them interested in aviation, that there's nothing else to use but social media.
Okay. And Reddit. That's another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Reddit. That's another one.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty wild. What kind of topics have you discussed on the blog?
I like to keep it simple on the blog. Whatever pops into my brain. I like to do interviews. Right now, I've got an interview I just put up yesterday with Latorno University because I really feel that Aviation Gateway Park over there is one of the most critical parts of this show. And the reason being that we all know about the pilot shortage, that if those university programs weren't cranking out pilots, then... you know, who knows what would happen. So I interviewed them and
we'd be riding buses.
Yeah, right. Not Airbuses either.
No, no. There's a little teaser here that just intrigues me so much.
Yeah.
Bacon jerky testing?
Yeah, tasting.
Oh, so, tasting, I'm tasting. Sorry.
It's all right, yeah, or testing. No, actually, what we do is the AvGeeks that I hang out with over in Camp Bacon in Camp Scholler.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of an established group now. Everything, their theme is bacon. So a couple years ago, I started serving this bacon jerky from Pork Barrel Barbecue. And so I set it out. There's five flavors. I set it out, and it's like a wine tasting, but it's a little less snooty.
Classy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So people come, and there's five different flavors, and it's like everybody has a ball with it. They sample. Hey, I think I like this one better than that one, and it's just a rip-roaring fun. And then in the same time, people, there's a lot of media podcasters and people that show up, and they're like trading business cards. It's a great networking opportunity.
Right.
The funny thing that gets me about this is that I thought that bacon came in only one flavor. Bacon. What other flavors do they have?
Oh, they've got spicy sriracha. They've got honey mustard.
That's intriguing.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I saw them on Shark Tank one time, and I was watching that, and I go, oh man, that would be the perfect thing to serve at my Oshbash events, and when I ordered some myself just to taste it, and it's basically it for all intents and purposes, it's just like bacon. It's not like the kind of jerky you rip to shreds with your teeth. Mm-hmm. It really looks and feels kind of like bacon, but without all of the, you don't have to cook it. You know, you just rip the bags open and eat it.
Well, that sounds about our speed.
It is about our speed. Well, we'd throw it in the microwave, warm it up a little bit.
So how long have you been doing this blog now?
I've done the Airplanista since 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
13 years of just talking about the lighter side of aviation.
I used to get heavier years ago. It was more, I used to be more issue-based. And
no
now,
ranting now.
I'm getting older and getting mellower, I guess, and I'm just out to have fun with it. And I promote, every once in a while, somebody will come along with a little app that I think is really cool. You know, I'll do a story about that. Nobody else is doing a story on them, you know, just because.
Okay. How many regular listeners do you have?
I don't keep track. I stopped keeping track probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
It's not enough to really matter. A few.
Right. Right. There's like us, six.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I probably need more than both hands to count them, but I don't really do this to really keep track of that. And
it's so just an outlet.
Yep. I just have fun with it. And if people can come and they can read it if they want. I've got 11,100 or 200 on Twitter that follow me. And so I'm more active on there. And I use that for the same purpose, just to kind of promote other people.
Okay.
It's fun.
Now, are you sponsored?
Yes. So I've got three companies that really stepped up this year: Sporty's Pilot Shop, 4Flight, and X-Plane 11. And all three of those companies have donated all kinds of serious door prizes to give away tonight. Total of about $1,400 or $1,500 worth of stuff that I'm going to give away at about 7 o'clock. And all three of those companies did this because they really think that social media is important. And so they wanted to be part of this event.
Very good.
Social media is important. That you can get a lot of stuff out to a lot of people because it snowballs quickly.
Well, and like he said, it is the preferred media of the younger generation.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
If you want to talk to them, that's how. Otherwise, they go, magazine? What's that?
Well, it's either right. That.
Newspaper?
It's either that or you buy airtime on Adult Swim.
Yeah, there you go. So that is going off tonight then, right?
Tonight at 5:30 in the press tent. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You going?
I don't know. I have to look at my schedule.
Yes, your intense social calendar.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of things. I understand there's always a lot of things going on.
It's easy to get distracted around here. Distracted and overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, right. Definitely. Definitely.
You know, between the Fly Mart, the innovations, NASA, and all the other displays. I was over at the Boeing area yesterday, ran into friends.
You know, they have a Boeing store?
Yes.
I was going to go over and ask to buy a 727.
They give you a good price on it. They
yeah.
have.
Yeah, they're used.
You're not going to believe this, but they've got hubcaps for a 707 in there.
For sale?
For sale.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gee, I wonder how much.
I feel another blog coming on.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I might just write about the two of you.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
I thought you were going to write about the burgeoning used aircraft parts department.
There you go.
You know, because they've got a lot of stuff over there, furniture items, windows, and oh, my aching eyes.
Can I get an airplane seat and then take it with me on today's flights?
Why not?
Because I don't fit. I brought my own seat. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Oshkosh, interesting place to be, and it's great to run into old friends. Are there any people in here that you're looking forward to in particular?
Well, I've already seen a lot of friends, and I just want to make a quick shout out to Dick Napinski, because he sets me up with the press tent every year, and he sets me up with a gate pass today so we could drive the car in to unload all the equipment and that we need. And
when I got
my media registration packet, in there was this pass, and I thought, of the 10,000 million things that Dick Napinski has to do this week, he remembered that one little itty bitty detail, and I said, man, that's why EAA is so great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why Dick is so great. As the resident PR lump, as he likes to be known.
We've been talking to Dan Pimentel. He runs the Air Planista airplane blog. Going to be over at the press tent 5:30 for those of you who like to taste.
For Oshbash 18.
Oshbash 18 for those of you who'd like to be there and test bacon.
The bacon.
Ah, yes, bacon.
Bring home the bacon.
Bring home the bacon. I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Digital Dave.
And this is EAA Radio.